name played for you. That's from the British band's 1996 debut, This Is My Drug Hell, and it's a great album. Jenny Lewis up ahead of that, Just One of the Guys from her last solo album, which is 2014's The Voyager. Wilco doing I Might from 2011's Whole Love, and this year's Solid Sound Festival is right around the corner, June 23rd to 25th in North Adams at Mass Mocha. Three solid days of Wilco and Wilco selected bands at Mass Mocha in North Adams. It happens every other summer, and I'm there every other summer, and you should be too. It's one of the best festivals around, especially if you're a Wilco nerd like me. Music up ahead of that, brand new music from Joe Innes and the Cavalcade, Little Rabbit. This is the second single from the debut Foreign Domestic Policy, and that's out on May 26th. Joe Innes is a British musician, and he plays solo and with his band, The Cavalcade. And you can head over to Joe Innes' Bandcamp site to hear more, and I suggest you do. He's very talented, and this new album is really great. All right, my friends, it's the top of the hour, which means one thing. It is time for the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Every week, I do a post on the WMFO blog selecting my song of the week for all of you. And this week, it comes from a very, very talented musician, Christopher Paul Stelling. He has a new album coming out, Itinerant Arias, and it's out today. Today, May 5th. You need this album in your life. Here's Christopher Paul Stelling.
To look down, don't you ever ask for pity. If you're gonna slip up now, you got a long way to fall. Strike up another deal with the devil you've been meaning to call. Miles in the span of a week, cross the Atlantic before you got any sleep. Living about time and paying interest on every hour. Ain't it funny what a man will do to be another brick in the tower? Somebody like I'm gonna come and shoot you down. Be sure to set fire to that bridge on your way out of town. Night I made my bed in an open grave, kept warm by a fire from some dollars to save. Night I had a dream about a hound on a fox tree. In the morning could never wonder, maybe that boy fox had been me. Oh, and the pain in his steam. Oh,
bet one day more spin spinning, ignoring my dares. Rather speculate, spectators line up, stop placing the bets. You no use getting all suspicious. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost.
Inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. You're a star. if stars find us, we'll be in our homes, plugged into our hubs, skin and bones. A frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
It's the Music Savage Show. That was Radiohead. The National Anthem, name of that track. From their fourth studio album, Kid A, released back in 2000. That was 17 years ago. Oh, my goodness. Pale Honey up ahead of that. Track called Tease, and that's from the Swedish duo's self-titled debut, released 2 years ago this week. Actually, it was 2 years ago yesterday. It was released on May 4th, 2015. It's one of my favorite albums. I love all the cowbell in that album. Father John Misty, Total Entertainment Forever, and that's off his latest album, Pure Comedy. And that is from our Hot Takes post over on Music Savage every week. Every Friday, as a matter of fact, we do a post called Hot Takes, and it's videos and songs that we think that you should hear from that week, and we'll have a new one up soon, so be on the lookout for that over on our Facebook page and on MusicSavage.com. If you haven't seen that Father John Misty video for Total Entertainment Forever, it stars Macaulay Culkin, and it's a really great video, so check it out today sometime. Whitney up ahead of that, Gonna Hurry As Slow As I Can. That's a Dolly Parton cover, and it's the B-side to a split 12-inch, which comes out on June 12th. But it's out now digitally, so you can go and pick that up online. They just announced they're playing the Newport Folk Festival lineup, which is fantastic. They're playing Sunday, July 30th, and they will be here in Boston before that. They're at the Boston Calling Festival on Friday, May 26th. And just a few days ago, they were announced for the big ACL Festival, Austin City Limits Festival, in Austin, Texas, this coming October. Those guys, they're all over the place. And kicking off the set with the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week from Christopher Paul Stelling. I played you a track called The Cost of Doing Business, and that's from the musician's brand new album, Itinerant Arias, and it's out today, folks. You need to find this album and add it to your collection. It's on Anti Records, and the tour kicks off tomorrow, May 6th, in Belgium, and the U.S. leg of the tour starts in our area, May 18th at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. Go see Christopher Paul Stelling. Wherever you are, whatever country you live in or state that you live in, check out his website. Go to Christopher Paul Stelling's website and check the tour dates. But if you're here in the Boston area, May 18th, Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge, I'll be there. Music Savage Gang will be there. You should be too. All right, let's get back into it with some more brand new music from Jason Isbell and the 400 Units.
Yeah. to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight now. So she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that it'd be tragic.
Right there. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, Part 1. Off of their 10th studio album, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. That was released back on July 16th, 2002. Up ahead of that, some great new music from Sean Rowe. Track I played for you is called Promise of You. Again, it's a great song from the musician's 6th solo album, New Lore, which was just released on April 7th. He's currently on tour, and he's going to be in Athens, Georgia tonight, May 5th. And I think he's still in Georgia tomorrow. Anyway, check out Sean Rowe's website for our list of tour dates and go see him on the road. He is really fantastic live. The Mountain Goats up ahead of that, Rain in Soho, and that is the single from the upcoming release, Goths, which comes out May 19th. And the Mountain Goats are opening up for the Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit when they are here in Boston. And I played for you Cumberland Gap, brand new music from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And that's off of their upcoming album, The Nashville Sound, out June 16th on Southeastern Records. And let's see, the tour kicked off yesterday. Wow, what was that? There's a whole lot of stuff going on outside. The tour kicked off yesterday, May 4th, and their stop in Boston is June 27th at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Again, they are playing with the Mountain Goats. All right, my friends, I hope that you're having a good time out there. I'm having a good time here in the booth because I'm doing what I love, playing music for all of you. And that time is dwindling, so let's get back into it. This is a request for my sister going out, all the way out to Austin, Texas, with the Eagles of Death Metal.
Arms, legs. commander, giving out the order for fun. You must obey the dance commander, you know that he's the only one who gives the orders here. Alright, who gives the orders here?
Commanders are ready to sin. Radio message from HQ. Dance Commander, we love you. Let's get this party started right, y'all. Let's get this party started right. I went to the store to get more fire to start the war. Everybody in this club is whack. I feel like I'm headed straight for a heart attack. Girls are pretty, girls are nice. Take your chances, roll the dice. Take your chances and we'll be awesome.
Keep my friends, have a party, and don't. Adam Horowitz. Hurricane, you got clout. Other DJs, put your head out.
I'm popping on the string, I'm paid to sing around. I do my thing, I'm in a lava lamp. It's in my brain, no telling why I'm not raising a pigeon. But I rock well.
The Betty Duke,
the Wrench,
and the number of the Tingo. Got more rhymes than Jamaican got mango.
I got my pig link at the end of my stove bar.
Hey, yo, rope.
Your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village. My style's wild and you know that it's stealing.
This snow bag's ripping and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
WMFO Medford. Can you believe it's been 5 years? Celebrating the life of MCA. Not his passing. Passed away 5 years ago yesterday. May 4th, 2012. The age of 47. Still missed. Every day. Beastie Boys right there. No Sleep Till Brooklyn. It's from their debut album, License to Ill. An album that he kind of strayed away from, as did the other Beastie Boys. But as he grew older and he became a Buddhist, he denounced the album's ideas, I guess, on License to Ill. Its ideas against about women and drinking and doing drugs. And so he wasn't one of his favorite albums as he got older. And it's, you know, I understand that, but it's still a great album. I mean, there's really no denying that. Beastie Boys up ahead of that, Shake Your Rump from 1989's Paul's Boutique, the album that really put the Beastie Boys on the map. Even though it was a critical failure when it came out, it, you know, since then has become legendary, cult status, if you will. It's one of my favorite albums. I played you a track called Shake Your Rump again from Paul's Boutique. And that featured a Mixmaster Mike on, he was the Beastie Boys DJ. And Mixmaster Mike was on the Metronomy album, the last Metronomy album, Summer 08. And you heard his Mixmaster stylings on the track I played for you, Old School. Again, it's off of their 2016 album, Summer 08. Electric Six up ahead of that. Dance Commander from 2003's Fire. And a track requested by my sister Renee all the way down Austin, Texas. Eagles of Death Metal, Skin Tight Boogie from the 2015 album, Zipper Down. All right, my friend, that's it. That's the Music Savage